FAR International Bridge gains statewide validation as expansion nears completion. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Luis Bazin, director of the FAR International Bridge, described the recent visit by acting Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts Kelly Hancock as a historic moment that confirmed the bridge's economic performance and data-driven strategy. Bazin said the visit provided outside validation of the bridge's impact, stating, "It's one thing for me to be talking about these numbers, but when you get it directly from the state comptroller of public accounts, it just goes way further and a lot deeper." He said the bridge expansion project is about 80% complete and on track to double capacity by early 2026. Mayor Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez, Commissioner Ricardo Medina, and Jonathan B. Flores, Ed. D., were present during the event. The city of FAR hosted Hancock for a tour of the FAR International Bridge, followed by a media-only press conference announcing the comptroller's economic impact report. The event took place Thursday, December 18, at the FAR International Bridge Conference Room, where state and local leaders discussed the bridge's role in regional and statewide commerce. Land ports and bridges like the FAR Bridge are critical to Texas's role as the nation's top trading state, Hancock said. This crossing keeps goods moving, supports Texas jobs, and strengthens our economy by connecting Texas businesses to markets across North America. Bazin said the comptroller's report showed that activity tied to the bridge supports more than 92,000 jobs and has contributed to regional growth of about 6-7% in recent years. In the city of FAR, we drive our decisions based on data, based on funding, based on leadership, ensuring that all those things are coming together in the middle so that we can get things done, Bazin said. He said the bridge's strategy goes beyond daily operations. Our job could easily start here and end here, Bazin said. But that is not the case. We've taken it many, many steps further. He emphasized collaboration with customs brokers, trade organizations, and regional partners. Hancock also addressed statewide policy, including recent changes to Texas's historically underutilized business program. What we really should be about with other people's tax dollars is best value, Hancock said. He added that the changes did not remove funding and included new support for veteran-owned businesses. Hancock concluded by stressing long-term planning. What you do today impacts what's going to happen 10, 20 years from now, he said. See related story. State Comptroller visit highlights FAR Bridge's economic role and state contracting changes.